Well, my name's Adrian Denning from Yeovil, and for about the last 40 years now coming up, I've been, amongst other things, an astronomy lecturer and tutor. I specialise in courses for able children. But of course, anything to do with astronomy is equally applicable to grown-ups. I do local star parties and local talks from time to time. And about a year ago, Radio 9 Springs asked me, would I do a regular weekly slot just covering what's going to be in the night sky the following week? So that's how it all started.
A star party. I'm liking the sound of this. What was that all about?
Well, it's obviously pre-COVID, but the idea is we go to a dark location around here. Ham Hill is ideal. Set the telescopes up, you're miles away from light pollution, get a group of people together and we all go finding different things in the night sky, and when somebody finds something interesting, everyone has a quick look, usually combined with a glass of coffee or fish and chips or something. And it's just a sort of a fun evening out to do some stargazing.
What originally got you into stargazing, astronomy, all that lot?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'll be quite honest, I don't remember. I mean, I've always been interested in scientific things right back from when I was at school. One of my big hobbies was amateur radio, ham radio. And you do find some hobbies go hand in hand. And most radio amateurs are also interested in the night sky and astronomy and that sort of thing. So it's something that just gradually developed over the years. And I honestly don't remember sort of when I first looked skywards, as it were.
It wasn't because you had to get up early at the crack of dawn to be on the radio where you had the night sky above you or whatever?
No, definitely not. Although the school I was at, we did have unearthly early starts in the morning. So probably did see the night sky then without realising it.
There we are. Who knows, that could have been an unconscious way of getting into stargazing. And yeah. I find we're in quite a unique part of the world when it comes to dark skies. I mean, there's festivals that are run up on Exmoor, and no doubt there's a few events like you just mentioned there down in the South Somerset region. So with this new feature then, Stars Over Somerset, what can we expect? What are you aiming to do with us?
Right, well, there'll be different topics every week. Generally, what happens, I have a look and see what's due to be of interest in the night sky. And then it's just some simple instructions on what to do to go and look at these various things when they happen. I do tend to vary it around. So sometimes it will be things that you can just see with the naked eye, just go outside somewhere where it's dark. For some people, sometimes it recommends using binoculars or a small telescope. So I try to mix it around so that there's sort of a bit of something for everyone on different weeks.
The fact that you're going to be doing this every week for us, that's quite astonishing, really, that so much happens for us to get a weekly update.
Yes, of course. Well, there's two things. I mean, yes, there are odd one-off events. Like, if you remember a few weeks ago, there was a partial solar eclipse. So we covered that and gave people some advice on how to observe it safely. But of course, some things happen at exactly the same point every year. It's like stars and constellations of stars don't move. They only appear to move because we're rotating. And of course, we have our journey around the sun. It takes us 365 days to go around the sun. So eventually we get back to exactly the same point in the sky and the view is exactly the same. So I can cover sort of one-off events. And then some things, if you come out at the same time on the same day the following year, you'll see exactly the same thing.
Well, we'll certainly listen out for that. Finest memory I remember from the world of astronomy was when I was in primary school. And I can't remember what year it was. It must have been around the millennium. And I just remember the sky just going completely dark. And yes. It must have been the solar eclipse. We all got terrified. We thought the world had ended because we were kids and we had no idea what was going on. But yeah. I suppose you've got quite fond memories of these sorts of things happening.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, even the simplest of things never ceases to amaze you. I can honestly say you never get bored of looking in a telescope and just looking at the moons orbiting around Jupiter or seeing the rings of Saturn or craters on the moon. You never, ever get tired of it. I was going to say it's sort of an out of this world experience, but that sounds a bit corny. But yes, you never tire of it. And yes, certain things do stick in your mind. You mentioned the eclipse. I was living down in Cornwall at the time, and we'd got friends travel down to watch it. And the actual day where we were in North Cornwall was as cloudy as anything. But we still had an interesting time because we made notes of how the temperature dropped and all the birds went quiet. So it was still an interesting experiment, but we didn't actually see the eclipse at all.
Well, Adrian, it's a cracking feature. We're going to hear it a little bit later on in the programme. But I'm going to put you on the spot now. What is your favourite fact about astronomy and space and all that sort of thing?
Oh, right. That's actually a really easy one to answer. As you look at some things in the night sky, and they're in our solar system, like planets, they're very close to us. And then there are what we call deep sky objects, which are sort of relatively a long way away. Now, one of the best examples is we live in a galaxy called the Milky Way. And the nearest galaxy to us, the Andromeda Galaxy, is actually 2.5 million light years away. When you look at it in a telescope, you're looking at a fuzzy blob. Well, the incredible thing is the light that's coming from it has taken 2.5 million years to get to us. So if you go out tonight and look at the Andromeda Galaxy in your telescope, you're seeing how it was 2.5 million years ago. And if, like, let's just imagine some huge cosmic event happened and the Andromeda Galaxy ceased to exist 1 million years ago, you would still be looking at it for another 1.5 million years before one night you went out and it had disappeared.